Trouble falling asleep? Looking for a new sleep ritual? Why, it's time to unlock the magic of Night Falls. Step into a world where bedtime stories are designed to help you drift away. Night Falls is one of the world's leading bedtime story podcasts. Hosted by the soothing Scottish voice of Geoffrey Austin Newland, Night Falls offers original bedtime stories for adults delivered in friendly, soft tones. As each episode unfolds, the pace gently slows, guiding you towards relaxation and sleep. Why, you'll hear everything from reworked classics to original tales from the falls. Well, that's Geoffrey's time at the mystical Night Falls, a fictional story with immersive sound design, calming nature ambiance, and soft music. And don't just take my word for it, for Night Falls has been downloaded over 9 million times, and listeners say it always works and helps them sleep like a baby. Frankly, I couldn't agree more. So follow Night Falls now, wherever you listen to podcasts, and start listening for free today. Just search Night Falls on your favorite podcast app and take your first relaxing trip to the mystical falls.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Emporium Arcade Bar. Emporium hosts awesome game, beer, food, and live music events daily in Wicker Park and Logan Square. Visit EmporiumChicago.com for info.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Hello.
A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, a little over half a year ago, I fell through a dimensional hole behind a Burger King into the mystical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal, I think, through the dimensional rift from the Burger King, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the Vermilion Minotaur, a tavern in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my goon companions.
Hello.
You want to go first?
Chunt here.
Hey, Chunt.
How's it going?
Pretty good. We've been getting along a little better this week.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't badmouthed you and
I know, and I'm sorry.
Quite some time.
I'm sorry I missed Chunt's night, but I'm gonna get there soon.
Okay. I mean, just get there and I think that wound will have been healed.
Hey, choo choo. I'm so excited that we're kind of friendlier now.
Yeah, it feels pretty good.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I, of course, am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hukstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswinius Maystar. But do not think for a moment that these are all my names. There are many names of great power.
Dale?
Great.
Yeah, Dale Sprinklesleeves.
Incredible strength that shall
slippery.
Used to defeat the Dark Lord. Yea, when these names are all revealed, then surely this means the
surely.
End of evil.
Some people call him the Wiz.
The Wiz, really?
Yeah, they shorten wizard to the Wiz.
Yes, that's very common. Yeah. For all wizards, look, it's the Wiz.
Yeah, do they call you that when they see you coming on down,
Yeah, they say,
the road?
There he is. What? He's getting on down the road.
Oh, I see.
There's the Wiz right there, yes. Oh. Yeah. Exactly. How did you know?
I was just guessing, just speculating. And so, Choo-Choo, how you been? What's your week been like?
I've been a little bit sad. I was dating that Wolverine, Anne. Yeah, her name was Anne Arbor, and we broke up, so...
I'm sorry, Choo-Choo.
Oh, it's fine. I met someone new.
So now she's so you're her ex-man.
What?
You're her ex-man.
I guess.
The Wolverine.
No, what's your train of thought?
No, it's all right. It's playing on Earth, but I don't want to.
I don't think it is. So I've started seeing someone else. She's a cockroach, and I had an awkward, it's kind of awkward moment. I went over to her house to pick her up, and her daddy was there, her papa roach, and I mean just. Meeting a father, Papa Roach, is just like the worst. Like, they're super intimidating.
Yeah.
You know, like, when you're around them, it's like, it's just like you're suffocating. There's no breathing. You know?
I can't tell if those are references or not.
Oh, no, I'm just talking about my life.
Oh, sure, of course, yeah. You know what? We should meet our guest.
Great.
We are being joined. I'm very excited. I have not met a troll yet, but we're joined by a bridge troll named Clovis.
Hello.
Hi, Clovis.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's nice. I guess I don't really know. In Foon, are trolls avoided? I mean, I don't know what's the nice way to ask.
So you invited a troll onto the podcast, and then in front of him, the very first thing you ask is, are trolls avoided?
Well, it's a perfectly legitimate question, I think. Well, you see, a bridge troll is an honorific. It's a title. I'm a troll. Bridge troll is the title I go by. It's my job description. And generally, people do try to avoid bridge trolls.
Oh, I see. What distinguishes a bridge troll from a regular troll?
You can't fucking figure that out.
I guess I could use context clues.
I provide the service of living under a bridge and guarding the path crossing the bridge.
Oh, so you stop people from going over the bridge?
Oh, but just very briefly on their travels to a different land.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is there a specific bridge that you're currently guarding?
Yes, I guard the Ashit Bridge.
The what bridge?
The Ashit Bridge.
The Ashit?
Yes.
The Ashit?
Ashit.
Ashit?
The Ashit Bridge.
The Ashit Bridge.
The Ashit. Ashit. A-S-H-I-T?
What's wrong with your brain?
I don't know. I've got some, Ashit for brains, I guess.
It's a very... It's a very old bridge.
Sure, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, what is that? Does that mean anything in another language? Ashit?
Oh, most bridges are named after the architect who designed them.
This
one was named after Cornball Ashit.
I'm sorry.
Cornball Ashit.
Cornball Ashit.
It's carved into the bridge. I mean, anytime you cross a bridge, you can expect two things. One, a troll living underneath it who's going to ask you some sort of riddle.
Mm-hmm.
And two, the architect's name is going to be... sort of carved into it.
That's how you know who designed the bridge.
Yeah.
I see. So now, are you really into, like, the history of your bridge? Like,
oh, my gosh. Absolutely. This bridge is over 430 years old.
Wow.
It's even older than Usador the Blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was designed by Cornball Ashit, who was not respected as an architect in his own time.
Wow.
He mostly built little shacks for his neighbors and his family. He was killed during the design and construction of said bridge.
Oh,
His bones are still in there somewhere.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Oh, that's how most bridge builders die.
Making a bridge?
Yeah. During the construction of it, they're usually crushed to death under the...
How embarrassing for a bridge builder to survive the construction of his own bridge.
Oh, it's a great shame. You never want to see your name on two different bridges.
No.
You want to work your way up to building your own bridge to have your name on it. It also works as your epitaph.
Well, I'm curious because I've known Arnie for a little bit. I would be curious for you to ask him a typical riddle.
Oh, a bridge riddle.
See if he could possibly solve it.
Oh.
A bridge riddle.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
You see, that's the service we provide, is blocking people from going over the bridge. If, you know, once they get there, they think they're going to cross merrily on their way, and they say to themselves, oh, I hope there's not a bridge troll under this bridge.
But always is.
Almost always, yes.
Yeah.
Unless they're, you know, off for the day.
Well, I know even...
right now, there's nobody guarding the Ashit Bridge.
I know. This is my day off. But it's still, you know, it's difficult to leave your work at home, which in my case is under the bridge.
Sure. So if I were coming to cross Ashit Bridge, and would you see me coming from a ways off, or are you always just hanging out at the top?
Would you see him getting on down the road?
Yeah, I can always listen for people. I have very good hearing. So I'm able to hear cartwheels, footsteps, anyone just easing their way on down the road.
It's interesting that you start with cartwheels and not footsteps, but continue.
Horse hooves?
Yes, well, of course.
Mm-hmm. So I'm under the bridge, minding my own business, and suddenly I hear a cartwheel, or a horse hoof, or footfalls, or some other mode of transportation. At this point, I leap out of hiding and surprise the person trying to cross the bridge.
Why don't we role play?
Oh, goodness.
All right, so I will be, hey, I'm just walking towards this bridge.
Do you want me to be the bridge troll?
Yes. Why don't you?
I'll be the bridge.
Okay.
Let me just lay across the table here.
This is really not necessary.
Push up position. Okay.
Now I'll try to get underneath you.
Okay.
Where I'll pop out and surprise our traveler.
So I have to get on top.
Excuse me.
All right. Let me out. I don't want to do this anymore. Let me out.
All right. I guess I'll stand here. I'll be myself. So, hey, boy, I'm excited to go over this bridge. I sure hope there aren't...
Why are you talking about what you're doing?
Okay, well, I'm setting the scene.
Go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted.
And at this point, you would have given away the whole game because I know how excited you are. So I'm going to make this extra difficult on you.
Oh, no! Mm-hmm. Okay, definitely not trying to cross this bridge.
Oh, now I'm calling this into question. Should I even jump out at this point if you're not going to try to cross the bridge? At this point, I would slobber all over you. I'm not going to do that in a polite establishment like this, but I would try to get a good amount of spittle on your face.
Sure.
And let's say that the sun's... I'm just going to pretend the sun's going down, so you're losing your sight.
Okay.
You're losing your mind. You wish somebody...
I shall play the sun in this role play.
You're fine.
Galiv Lichtenkoller!
Oh, yeah. That's a... Very bright.
Mm. Right. Hark! Who goes there trying to cross over the Ashit Bridge?
It's Arnie.
Well, Arnie, I hope that you have an important destination, for it's one you may never reach unless you can answer this riddle.
Okay, time out from the role-playing. Where would I be going to? Like, it's from Hog's Face, what is on the other side of the Ashit Bridge?
It's basically, you know how you have to empty out latrines every so often?
Sure.
That's where they dump them.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a miserable journey of the people that are crossing your bridge.
Let's continue it.
Okay, sorry. Okay, hey, I am going to empty my latrine.
Well, before you can empty that latrine, you must solve this puzzle I will pose to you. Okay. Otherwise, I shall eat your flesh and grind your bones into a fine paste.
Oh, and let's just say, even though we're pretending, let's just say if Arnie gets it wrong, that you still do that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you. Well, it depends on how I want to take this role play. I'm getting into this. This is nice.
Let's take it all the way.
All right. Here is my riddle. What walks on four legs in the morning? Two legs in the day.
A man.
You didn't let me finish.
No,
and three legs at dusk.
A human being. A man.
At this point, I would eat your flesh and grind your bones. That answer makes no sense.
What? So four legs in the morning
right.
is a baby.
Huh?
Where you walk, you crawl on all four. Two legs is when you're an adult. You just kind of walk around. And then three legs is you have a cane. And that cane is your third leg.
Ooh, what a clever solution to the riddle.
So on Earth, a person can be a baby in the morning, turn into a man in the afternoon, and then be old at night?
Oh, how terrible.
No, well, that's sort of... I mean, it's more metaphor... Like
yes, he was speaking metaphorically!
Oh, no, my riddles are incredibly literal.
Oh, I see.
What's the right answer?
A garfunt.
Oh, a garfunt.
Yes. A garfunt.
A garfunt. No. That's a pretty level one entry level riddle, if you ask me. Garfunt.
Sure.
It's a creature in its larval stage. It has four tiny legs, which it uses to swim around in ponds. Then eventually, it walks up on two legs when it gets on the land, shedding its extra leg. Mm. Eventually, as it's nearing death, it grows a third leg, which it uses for its reproductive cycle.
And this is all during the course of a day.
A single day.
And usually a garfunt will be, if it's on a bridge, it'll be on a bridge over troubled water. That's normally where a garfunt would hang out.
Yeah, I'm not laughing about that. You're just getting the sound of silence.
What?
That's...
I would like to do a role play next.
Oh, so Usador, cross the bridge.
I would like to answer a riddle, even though I have already purchased an R pass.
You have an
I have to pass so many bridges in all my travels that it's easier for me to show my R pass.
Yeah, in this role play, do you have your R pass on you? Because in that case, I'm just going to wave you by straight into the cesspit.
No, just for the sake of entertainment, I shall not show the R pass. It's very difficult to get an R pass on.
What do you have to do to get an art pass?
You have to answer an entire battery of riddles to prove that you can cross any bridge in Foon.
Wow! So you know a lot of riddles.
I am a master.
That's how I got my bridge troll job. I started off administering art pass tests.
Ah, yes. All right.
It's a terrible bureaucracy.
Yes.
Do you come up with your own riddles, or are there approved troll riddles?
Oh, we have an entire book of approved troll riddles, but I try to submit one at least once a month for approval.
Sure.
There's some very clever troll bridge riddle writers out there.
I'm sure. Have you ever gotten one approved?
I came very, very close. I had a very clever one, at least so I thought, but it did not make the final cut. It was voted down by the readers of Trollbridge Weekly.
Well, maybe use this one. Usidor is pantomiming riding a horse, I think.
I am riding Grimhoof, the fifth fastest horse in Foon.
Oh, at this point, I would hope that Grimhoof is treading quite heavily, because otherwise he might blow right over the bridge before I have a chance to jump out.
Yeah.
All right, so let's say Grimhoof's going at just a decent trot.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Oh, halt! Who goes there crossing the Ashit Bridge?
It is I, Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakus. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zoran Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and I ride here to empty my chamber pot into the Cornwath swamps, and I ride upon my good friend, the Lord of Horses, Grimhoof, the fifth fastest horse in Foon.
Very well. This is a riddle for Grimhoof.
All right.
who's going to
play Grimhoof?
Well, technically, it's the horse crossing over the bridge, and you're just riding on the horse,
That's
isn't
very
that the
true,
case?
But Grimhoof is not here, so someone will have to play his role.
I'll play it.
Okay.
Oh, I've been a tiny horse, yes, so I assume it's the same thing.
Very good. All right, Grimhoof.
I'll be a bird.
I love birds.
Ugh. All right, Grimhoof. What is 3 + 7?
That would be
cheating, bird.
That would be 10.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were doing a role play.
Yes, we are. That is why they're approved riddles, you see. You can't ask a horse the riddle that was posed to you.
Oh, absolutely.
I've got a horrible question. I'm really embarrassed to ask this. Did he get that right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
He did.
Passed with flying colors.
I'm afraid that Arnold isn't so good at counting.
Oh, dear.
He has a lot of trouble with counting.
Oh, I'm so glad I did not ask you that riddle.
I know, yeah.
Can we do one more role play?
Oh, I'd love to. Absolutely.
I would like... I just want Usidor to answer one. So let's pretend Usidor is one of my favorite people in the world, Spance. And Spance is beautiful. She's a beautiful musician. And we'll say that Usidor is Spance, and he's playing a song, and he's just about to get to the bridge, and then you ask him a question.
All right. Halt! Who goes over the Ashit Bridge?
This is Spance.
Well, Spence, I hope you read.
Buttholes.
That's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you really need to empty your latrine.
Oh, I do. I must empty my latrine, for I am in love with Chunt. No, I don't like him anymore.
Very well. Then you must answer this riddle. What's inside my left hand?
His palm.
There's no birds in this scenario.
There's no birds in this scenario. It's dusk.
What is inside your left hand? It is an acorn with the face of a man.
Yeah, that's right,
It's a face corn.
Yeah, it's a face corn.
Face corn?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's actually incredible. I've never had anyone get that one right.
Great job.
I don't know if Spence would have actually gotten that one right, but as a wizard, I have.
I just want to do some
beyond.
No. Well, you know what? Actually, Ed, that's kind of a coincidence because Spence, Glenn Miller, and Spindeller are actually asked if they could play a song for us, and let's refresh our drinks and let's hear a song from Spence, Glenn Miller, and Spindella. Spindella?
Spindella.
You tell us.
Fire storms are raging tonight.
And we're back.
Hey, sorry. No, I was just enjoying that song about the fire season.
Yeah, Vishtosh is coming to a close here.
Yeah, Vishtosh. I have to say, Vishtosh is my least favorite of the seasons.
Why is that?
The fire. It's so much fire.
Yeah, you're covered in some pretty severe burns.
I know. It's been a painful month for me. But we're entering fall now, and I'm excited. It'll be a little less dangerous.
Why didn't you get a charm?
Oh, a charm?
Yeah, during Vishtosh, you get a charm so that you're not burned by the falling fire.
I didn't know that was... Why didn't you guys...
I'm pretty sure I mentioned it.
I should listen to you more.
I knew that you didn't hear it.
Oh, Sean Choo-choo. Well, anyway, Clovis, how long have you been under Ashit Bridge?
Oh, coming up on 25 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Now, I wanted to ask you about your home under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have been over the Ashit Bridge in my lifetime.
Oh, yes.
Have you two met?
Usador was in the middle of saying something, and you interrupted him.
Sorry.
But yes, we of course have been acquainted. I usually just show my R pass, and I don't have to answer a riddle.
Yeah, I usually get halfway through jumping out, and then just wave them right by.
Right.
Oh, that's right. You're.
I do get a lot of slobber on me, though. I appreciate that. Some trolls don't believe that it is their duty to get mucus all over their passersby, and I say that is the traditional way that trolls should operate.
Yeah, it's tradition.
Yes,
it's traditional.
Well, absolutely.
You don't want to cross over a bridge and just leave it completely dry and mucus-free.
Oh, of course. Now, I've noticed that your abode under the bridge, it looks quite palatial.
Oh, thank you.
There are many bridges in Foon, but not all of them have homes underneath that are quite so nice as yours.
Oh, yes, the Ashit Bridge, it was neglected when I came to it. The previous bridge troll had not kept it up in wonderful shape. So I've acquired many things from passers-by. Sometimes in lieu of a riddle, I'll perform a trade with the person crossing over where they can give me something of value for their life. Or maybe they can best me in physical combat, something like that, or just simply outwit me. But I've got a wonderful bunch of trades and have managed to, I think, very nicely appoint my abode.
Wonderful.
That's fantastic.
And so how many people do you grind their bones per day, do you say?
Oh, fewer than you'd think.
Fewer than I think?
Mm-hmm.
I think... Nine.
A day?
Oh, many people have to empty their latrines.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
You're way too high.
Way too high?
Usually it's sometimes one.
Just one?
Mm-hmm. Usually no more than five a week.
Oh, well.
Have you ever, sort of fallen in love with any maiden that tried to cross a bridge? Or is there any special bridge troll in your life?
Oh, well, there's the one that got away.
How many?
Just the one.
Oh, just one got away.
Mm-hmm.
What was their name?
Bridget.
Wow.
Yeah. She and I started off together, writing riddles and administering the test for the R passes. We worked at Windows right next to each other.
Yes.
I was assigned to the Ashit Bridge, same way she was assigned to the 59th Street Bridge. It was named after Edwin 59th Street.
So I was wondering, Clovis, what other kind of trolls are there besides bridge trolls?
Oh, well, there's cave trolls.
Mm-hmm.
That's talk about a cushy job.
Sure.
Just sitting around in a cave all day, a nice, cool, damp cave.
How often do people go into your cave?
Oh, I often venture into caves looking for gold and glory and treasure and magical items of all sorts.
I once found some box trolls. People said they were pretty good. It was fine. It was a box of trolls. It was fine.
Sure.
Yeah. Like there's a lot of work that went into that box of trolls.
Clovis, tell us more about the trolls that you know.
Oh, well, let's see. There's also tree trolls.
Sure.
Sometimes you're talking to a tree, and you're in the middle of a conversation, and then all of a sudden you realize you're getting mucus and spit on you, and you realize, hold on, you're not a talking tree, you're another troll, and you've been having me on.
I see.
Yes.
And usually they're not going to threaten to eat your flesh and grind your bones. Usually they're just going to inconvenience you.
Sure.
Like while you're talking to the tree, they're going to loosen the nuts on the cartwheels of your cart.
Oh. Do you have trolls on Earth?
Just on the internet.
What does that mean?
I don't want to talk about.
Are you talking about spider trolls?
Spider trolls?
Yeah, spider trolls.
I don't know what Oh, because of internet? No. Oh, boy. So Usador, you and Shunt have been using my computer sometimes to go onto Twitter.
Yes,
and
to send out twats.
And so there's this whole kind of community of people online. It's called being online on the internet. And some of those people are trolls. And they sort of try to stop you from just having a decent time on the internet.
What's their motivation behind
that? To make themselves feel important, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So you would categorize yourself as an internet troll.
Well, I am on the internet, and I do have a podcast that I like to think makes me feel important.
Yeah, well, sounds like what you've just described is a party troll.
A party troll?
That's a troll that just hides underneath your sofa when you're having a big get-together, and just as everyone's having a good time, maybe in the middle of a game of charades, or perhaps everyone's about to toast someone's special birthday, that point, the party troll will leap out of hiding and tell a very sad story.
Oh, no.
Now, I think trolls are a much maligned race. You are an absolute delight.
Oh, thank
Clovis.
You.
Clovis, it's wonderful to have you here. But the one type of troll that I absolutely despise are the naked rainbow trolls.
The naked rainbow trolls?
Yes, the naked trolls with the hair that sticks straight up with all the different colors. They just scream at you.
Oh, that's one of the most respected positions in all of trolldom.
They're annoying.
Isn't it weird? Do they have pencils in their butt?
What are you talking about?
What on earth are you talking about?
Don't they? I mean, from my experience...
Yes, what on earth are you talking about?
It is something on earth where rainbow trolls have pencils in their butts.
What sort of world do you come from?
It makes sense where I come from.
There is no higher honor than being a naked rainbow troll. People will, you know, would give their left arm to be a troll and B, a naked rainbow troll.
Why is this position so coveted?
Because all you have to do is tease up your hair, dye it with some berry juice, and run around screaming at people.
It does sound fun.
Do you know for a fact that they don't have pencils in their butt?
Well, that's their business, isn't it? Would you ask me if I had? Would you ask me if I had a pencil in my butt?
I would. Clovis, do you have a pencil in your butt?
That's a very personal thing to ask.
Answer the question.
Ooh, it's a riddle.
I have had a pencil in my butt.
You may pass the bridge.
Well, Clovis, thank you so much for joining us. I've learned a lot about bridge trolls and trolls in general.
Oh, thank you. It's wonderful to be here. If you ever need a little cheat sheet, let me know.
I would love that. I mean, because if I need to empty a latrine, I'm going to have to go over Ashit Bridge. And, you know, I don't want to get my bones ground up.
Oh, very few people do.
What is the stupidest answer you've ever received to a riddle?
Yellow.
How wonderful.
Pretty dumb.
That person, unfortunately, I had to eat their flesh and grind their bones.
Oh. Anyway, hey, Chunt, have you gotten any emails recently?
I have. I got a chunt@gmail.com email. That's chunt with six T's. This is from Christopher Uden. Christopher says, Chunty, please don't call me that. He says, Chunty, Arnie said send in complaints, so I got one. Arnie, why hasn't he talked about Earth stuff yet? What a dick. I love the show. Chris from Wyoming. What's Wyoming?
It's a state.
Oh. Okay. I also got another email here from Chris Earl. It says, Chunt's up. Chunt, I love the fact that your name is in the catchphrase in Foon. Tell Arnie to get off his butt. These are a lot of negative Arnie.
I know.
Tell Arnie to get off his butt and either find a way to get his family or go with Hoobastank on his quest to defeat the Dark Lord. Also tell Arnie to stop missing the alternate name during the wizard's long name introduction. Lastly, Chunt, I think if you could sleep with a dragon, that would be a big help to the quest. I hope you all think these things over and try harder to make things right. You have my thanks, Chris the Bold.
Have you ever been on a date with a dragon?
I have not, no. Interesting. Too intimidated.
Would you?
I can barely talk to that Papa Roach.
Would you ever consider being a dragon?
If I was a large enough creature that might, you know, meet up with a dragon, yeah, maybe, possibly.
That reminds me, you know, you're a badger right now, and you're sort of wooing a cockroach.
Sure.
Is that a little awkward? I mean, are you going to try to actively size yourself down to be more, you know, acceptable to a cockroach-sized
That's my business.
Okay.
You're being a little personal. You might as well ask me if I have a pencil in my butt.
Do you have a pencil in your butt?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Good to know. All right. I've gotten this email from Flynn to magictavern@puppies.supplies, which is a real email address. Hey, Arnie, love the podcast. I'm writing in because I'm in a similar situation as you. I accidentally walked into a closet at a Chipotle and fell through a portal into some sort of cowboy world. At first, I was excited. Being a fan of your podcast, I immediately tried to get some of the locals together for my own podcast so that I could share what they had to say to people back on Earth, and ended up just being hours of tips on cattle rustling, which then turned into some very racially insensitive territory that I simply couldn't air.
We call cowboys veal here. Like a boy cow would be veal.
Oh, yeah. So now, without that, I don't know what to do with myself. Thanks for reading, Flynn. No question.
That was it?
That was it.
All right.
But now we know there are at least three dimensions. Well, we know there are more dimensions because of Don the Transdimensional.
Don the Transdimensional Postman.
Who we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, good. I don't know where he's at. Is there any possibility that people who are sending us emails could be lying?
That seems unlikely.
Okay.
Just like everything we say is the truth.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. Well, Clovis, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's been wonderful to be here.
So what are you going to do with the rest of your day off?
Oh, I think I'm going to wander around, try to cross some bridges. You know, to see some of the old gang.
You're a fan as well?
Oh, absolutely. It's maybe a bit of a bridge troll holiday, but, you know.
You want to play some cards before you go?
Oh, absolutely.
What game you want to play?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe something with bidding.
Sure. Cribbage it is.
That Flynn email was troubling. Did this Flynn person really find another dimensional portal into a cowboy world? Or was he just making it all up as part of a hilarious email? I can't take chances. Trisha!
Sir?
Reverse track Flynn's email and kill him. We can't have people thinking alternate dimensions are real.
Got it. That makes sense.
Now that that's out of the way, Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young, because honestly at this point, who else is going to? Shunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai, the talking actor. Clovis the Bridge Troll was played by special guest Padraic Connolly. Pad is a member of World News Tonight, along with Arnie, Matt, and Adil, and apparently anyone with an hour free on weekend evenings. You can also see Pad perform at Comedy Sports Chicago and with Baby Wants Candy. Glenn Miller, Spance, and Spindella were played by Nick Gage, Meredith Stepien, and Jamie Burns. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. Edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Learn more about the show and how it's not real at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter at Magic Tavern. Also, Hello from the Magic Tavern has a Facebook page with lots of evidence that the show is not really happening. Rare, curious t-shirts are like a form of currency with today's capricious millennials, and that's why we're selling them to you. Get your Hello from the Magic Tavern t-shirt at annarbertees.com today. All of this overly referential improv comedy was sponsored by Emporium Arcade Bar with help from the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Learn more about Emporium at emporiumchicago.com and the Chicago Podcast Co-op at chicagopodcastcoop.com.